Hello, my name is Paul Sank, also known as Retso Grasso of LifeNet Radio. I am speaking with Dr. Sidney M. Lamb, the originator of neurocognitive linguistics. Dr. Lamb, fortunately, you are not alone in this field. There are, in fact, other people who have taken this theory some steps further. Can you tell us about some of those other folks?
There are others, not as many as I would like to see, but maybe there will be more in the future as to be better known. Our problem is that it actually hasn't become all that well known yet around the world. I think this is largely because of the dominance of generative grammar. Other people who have done work, well, I've had a series of students over the years doing a lot of different things. The late David Lockwood, as an example, he died a little over a year ago, unfortunately. He did a huge amount of work in actual language description in the relational network mode, especially on Slavic languages, but also on a lot of other languages. There's a whole series of papers written by him, published in issues of the Lacus Forum, that's Lacus, L-A-C-U-S. And then there's another guy, Bill Sullivan, who has worked primarily on Slavic languages. There's David Bennett. These people I mentioned are people who have worked on implementing the theory in language description. David Bennett, recently retired from School of Oriental and African Studies in London, has worked on a variety of things, including syntax and critics in Slavic languages and a whole lot of things. There are publications of Bennett and Sullivan also in issues of the Lacus Forum and elsewhere. The one sad tale I'd like to tell about another student, about Colin Harrison, who developed a very fine, beautiful computer system for implementing relational networks on computers, for simulating their operation. The networks get so complicated that an ordinary human being looking at small diagrams on pieces of paper can't really get a good picture of how a large network would work. When I say large, I mean thousands of nodes interconnected. In the brain, we have millions of nodes interconnected. So to get anything like that, you'd really need a computer. So he developed a computer system. Now, the sad part of this tale is that he has had to discontinue that work. People have to get a PhD in linguistics. They have to find a job. And he did find a very nice job, but it was a job that did not allow him to continue this computer work he had been doing. So that's my sad tale. Right now, this computer work still needs to be done. Somebody has to carry on from where he left off. Peter Wright was one of the early guys. Sullivan and Bennett and Lockwood were also early on. Peter Reich, he did a forerunner of the work that Colin Harrison did on the computer system. He has continued to teach relational network stuff at the University of Toronto until he too retired a couple of years ago. But he did some very interesting work. Who else am I forgetting to mention? Well, anyway, there have been several, and we hope there are going to be a lot more in the future.